Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Yesterday, we just didn't get finished with the fullness of what we wanted to say about the Tabernacle of David, and I'll reiterate something I said a couple days ago. I think the revelation of David's tabernacle by James in Acts 15 is, to me, his greatest contribution to the New Testament. He exposes us to the idea that God, in the hour of Acts 15, and if it was happening in that hour, it's certainly happening in our hour, that God was exposing the greater world, the Gentile world, to the beauty of God's culture through the ark, which is Christ. Isaiah would say that the one would sit on in the tabernacle of David, that one being Jesus, we know. So the one Christ Jesus is sitting in a tabernacle, not Moses' tabernacle with all of its guardian restrictions where you couldn't get past the gate unless you were a priest, you couldn't get past the outer court unless to get inside unless you were going to offer incense, and then you couldn't get inside the inner circle unless you were the high priest, and then only once a year. And the writers of the New Testament will go on to talk about those partitions being torn down and the veil being rent and how we have bold access into the throne room. And all of that was being foreshadowed by the Tabernacle of David prophecy, and what happened in David's tabernacle is he literally pitches a tent, puts the ark in it, and then allows Israel to come and praise in front of it, which was, none of these things were allowed in Moses' tabernacle. So what we have in the New Covenant is not a return to Moses' tabernacle. We have a return to the Spirit of David, where people come and praise outside the gates, the tent flap. They receive bread, meat, and raisins when they show up. So they are actually gifted. They're favored when they show up to praise. And this tabernacle of David is representative of what we have under the new covenant. This is why James's argument to the council is so convincing, because if David opened up a tabernacle and everyone was allowed to come and worship and receive favor, and it had been in the house of Obed-Edom, a Gentile, James says it's prophesied that that day's coming back, and that day is going to be in correlation with the judgment against Israel. And since the early church was looking, sort of, for lack of a better term, they were looking down the gun barrel at judgment, not against them, but against the system of Moses, they needed a new system. And for James, that new system was really an old system. It was a return to what David did on the other side of Moses, by saying this tabernacle is not going to be restricted. God's people are going to have open access. And not only are God's people going to have open access, but the world at large. So where we are living now is where James was anticipating the church to dwell, in the land of David's tabernacle, where there's a 24/7 atmosphere of praise in front of a God who is no longer cut off from the people by tent flaps and walls, but instead you are allowed to go boldly. All of this is being tied together in the book of Hebrews when you can come boldly in front of the throne room of grace. This is where we dwell. So this is why I say James's great contribution is his revelation of David's tabernacle, because that revelation would expose the council at Jerusalem to what God was trying to do in an eternal sense. Verse 18 of Acts 15, known to God from eternity are all his works. So it's James saying, God's been doing this. This is what he wants. And so he's going to go into a therefore in verse 19, and we'll go with him tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.